USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, is going to face charges. The Washington County attorney saying she will face a second-degree manslaughter charge. Civil unrest continuing for a third straight night Tuesday outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department after the death of Wright. The National Guard and Minnesota State Police have put a fence up surrounding the police station. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the government was prepared for issues to arise in the fight against COVID-19, including the pause of the J&J vaccine. The FDA and CDC both recommending halting use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to reports of very rare blood clots. Severe weather hovering along the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Louisiana may see damaging winds, waterspouts, and tornadoes before the storm moves east over the next day. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden plans to pull all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Biden said to make that announcement later today, saying he thinks it's time for American troops to come home. Former President Trump also said he would be bringing troops home as well, which was met with widespread condemnation. A family in California is relieved after an arrest in a cold case.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president of Guatemala said President Biden's confusing messaging is encouraging smugglers to drop off children at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Guatemalan president also saying the messages are confusing not because of the way they were communicated, but because of the way they were translated in Guatemala. Vice President Kamala Harris did say she would be going to Guatemala as soon as it's possible. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup was just at the U.S.-Mexico border. He tells Fox News what he saw.
Well, I saw a humanitarian crisis, and I saw a tremendous need for the president, the vice president, Biden and Harris, along with Dr. Fauci, to go down to the border and see what's happening firsthand. And I say Dr. Fauci because we are in the middle of a pandemic, and I think it should be looked at as to what we have created here since the Biden policies got in place. We have a humanitarian crisis, Neil, that it was predictable. Matter of fact, Border Patrol said that they planned for this after the election. Once they saw that Joe Biden won, they knew that there was going to be problems and that their jobs were going to change dramatically from what they had become. In other words, they went from being law enforcement to law enforcement and social workers, which they're really not designed to do, but they are doing it as best they possibly can.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.